Been a while. It is me. I don't know if I ever said my name on here, but it's me from the Nerd Baby Daddy podcast. And I usually upload on here when inspiration comes. So currently have some inspiration. So here we go. This session will be talking about useless information. And I was thinking about this on my run today. I was doing a 3 mile run with my puppy, and it's just a kind of a run 1.2 miles up and 1.2 miles back or something like that. That doesn't add up to 3.4 miles, but whatever. So anyway, run up there, run back. And I don't know what triggered that thought. But I just remember that I'm like almost home. I'm running into my apartment complex and I see the back of a car and it says something to the effect of made by or powered by Volkswagen. And then again, I don't know what preceded that thought. I don't remember what preceded that thought, but what it made me think of is taking in useless information. We have so much imagery. We have so many words, noises, and sounds that just enter our space, our headspace, that you don't really take into account like how much information is being shot to you. Then especially in today's world of social media, where you just get bombarded with all of this information. And then your whatever triggers the emotion for happiness or pleasure gets tickled based off specific pieces of information. And for a lot of us, the younger crowd, and even some of us older ones, I guess I would have put myself in that older crowd. We get teased and we get pleasured by the information of social media, like certain things that we like, certain things that we follow. We go on a daily ritual of intaking that information. And one thing that I really thought of is that, are we paying attention to how much useless information that we're actually intaking? And as I'm saying this, I'm kind of remembering what triggered that thought. So I'm running into my apartment complex and I look at the rent office and I see that the rent office, the place where you go in and you talk to the, for lack of a better term, realtors about getting an apartment in the management there. There is a little house section that's connected to them that looks like it would be like a mock apartment, somewhere that they would take possible tenants to look into that, to how the inside is set up. Excuse me. So the thought that crossed my head while I was running was, I wonder if that place is one of the places they take them. Now, how I entered my apartment, I did it real quick and fast. I didn't do a walkthrough. I didn't look at the apartments. I contacted the guy. I was like, hey, I need to move. He got set up the apartment. The very first time I saw the apartment is when I walked in. Like, I literally walked in on wet floors, like wet carpet. Anyway, it was making me think, like, is that one of the model apartments? And it possibly is, but I've heard of them taking people on, or I've seen them take people on tours and into model apartments, and that isn't the one that they're taking them to. Maybe that's just a different model for people who are interested, because in this apartment complex, they have one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms. So I'm thinking that maybe the third bedroom. And then I looked at the address that was on the front door, And I saw that it matched the address for when you try to look up the apartment complex. So I was like, okay, so that is the pinpoint. And that kind of triggered, like, is that a model apartment for people to walk in? And then I thought about going in. They were closed at the time, but I thought about going in and asking, like, is that a model apartment? And then that brought me to the thought, well, like, I'm curious about that, right? I'm curious to know if that's a model apartment. And then the thought that came to there is that, well, if you found out that information, it would satisfy my curiosity, but what would I do with it? And then I thought, nothing. It would just satisfy my curiosity. I would know, and that's it. Like, it would just be one thing that I know now that I didn't know before. But how, outside of satisfying my curiosity, would that help me progress to where I want to go? Because if you're a human being, you are continuously growing, and you are trying to get to a space where all of your needs are met and you are content. All of your wants, for the most part, are met and you are content. So, to bring it all to a center, I was just thinking, like, how does that piece of information, although it satisfies my curiosity, help me progress to where I want to be? It doesn't. If anything, that piece of knowledge is almost like procrastination on a road that I don't want to really be on. And it just made me think on a grander scale, how much information are we getting that we're just curious about, but it doesn't take us anywhere? How much are we scrolling, and because of our curiosities of everyone else's days and how they were going, and it just satisfies our curiosity, but it doesn't go anywhere? Like, the most that it goes is a shared meme of, oh, look at this person, look what they're doing, and look what I'm doing, and it doesn't go anywhere. You can argue that, you know, there is an intention factor as far as when you're doing the posting or that other person is doing the posting. They're doing that, but, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with intaking the information. I guess my point is, like, to think about how much of that information are we actually using? Like, how much information do you intake and it just falls to the wayside? Like, what can I do with that information of knowing what the use of that little house portion next to the rent alpha is? I can tell someone, I can give them that information. What would they do with it? Like, it's like knowing a closet is a closet in someone else's house, but you're never going to use that closet. Right? Like, knowing that there is a TV in a department store, but you're never, like, a hung up TV, not like a TV you're gonna buy, but you're never gonna use it. Like, you're gonna, hey, there's a TV there. Ah, well, I mean, maybe that's a false parallel. Let me think of something else. It's like, the best one I said is like knowing there's a, that I can't think of anything else, but like knowing that there's a closet in someone else's house, but you're never going to use that closet. You can give someone else the information. Hey, there's a closet. It's a closet in there, but where does it go? So, and more or less the reason why I decided to make this iteration of Nerd Baby Diet Podcast is because this was a thought that branched over into something in my personal life. So I have this issue that I'm battling with, and I thought about like whether I wanted to know something. I'm not going to say specifically what that something was, just that whether I wanted to know something. And then I asked myself, although I am very curious to know what that something is, what would I do for that? What would I do with that information, and how would that be useful to me? And my curiosity is burning to know that information. But at the same time, if, all right, either way, if it's what I think the information is, or if it's not what I think the information is, when I meet that ending, what do I gain from knowing that information? Nothing. It's useless. It's utterly useless. So I challenge you to think about things like information that you intake and then decide whether or not it's useful or not. And if it's not useful, try some restraint to kind of let it go. If you're not going to be able to use that information, there is no point in intaking the information. It's almost like overeating. When you eat and eat and eat to a point where you're stuffed, your body is only going to absorb and break down so much of what you've eaten, and then what it's not going to use, it's going to pour out, or it's going to store as fat. It's going to either push out, it's going to convert what it's not going to use into waste, and then it's going to convert the other stuff that isn't being used into fat. And unless you need that excess fat, it serves you no purpose. And as you continue to overeat and overeat and overeat, you get all of this baggage, this information that does nothing for you. We get caught up so much in the information that is given to us on the daily, the useless information, it kind of just drags you down and it doesn't do anything. It's like having weights on you. It's like having a weighted vest on you continuously, and it's hurting you more than it's helping you because you just have all this information that you're doing nothing with. It's the old saying of work smarter, not harder. The harder thing to do is to continue to collect all that information, satisfying that curiosity that goes absolutely nowhere. So I guess what I'm saying is that when you want to put a filter on, you want to try your best to get a filter so you can, because you can't stop a lot of the information, but you can choose at certain times what information is coming in. A loud bang outside, you're going to hear it, right? Like sirens going off, you're going to hear it. Smells in the morning, you're going to smell it. Certain things that you don't like to taste when you're eating, but it's good for you, you're going to taste it. Like there are things that you can avoid, but the useless information that you can, just be cognizant. And I guess this is more talking for myself, but if this helps anybody, then hey, be cognizant, right? So useless information, it's a thing, be cognizant of it. And if it doesn't serve you, then get rid of it. But hey, I've been here long enough. This has been the Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast. Be sure to share. I will be coming out with more content when I'm inspired. I will be posting this on my Instagram. I'll probably post like the first, 3 to 2 minutes. And if this helps, you're welcome. I know it definitely helped me talking out loud. And this has been me from the Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast. I am outie.